Daily Brief, July 11, 2026, Top of Mind. SK Hynix's historic 26.5B US debut, 113% first day, 1.2T market cap, is the single strongest signal yet that the AI infrastructure build-out is supply-gated, not demand-limited. Chairman Che told CNBC demand is enormous, and that even doubling capacity isn't enough. This directly reinforces bullish positioning in SKHY, MU, and the broader memory compute complex. The market is shrugging off renewed US-Iran strikes, with the S&P closing near records and oil giving back intra-week gains. The dominant narrative remains, buy the dip on Middle East noise, rotate toward AI hardware. Meta options volume spiked 3x average Friday, with 1.8B in premium and 78% in calls, a clear signal that a major rotation back into large-cap AI beneficiaries is underway after months of underperformance. Catalyst Radar. Tuesday, June, CPI data, expected 3.8% headline, 2.8% core, will determine whether the recent spike in Fed hike odds, CME FedWatch, is justified. Chairman Warsh testifies House Tuesday, Senate Wednesday. Week of July 14th, major bank earnings kick off, JPM, BAC, WFC, C. Look for commentary on NII, credit quality, and whether the financials rotation, current 15.5x forward earnings, has legs. Analyst Charsh Opinion Columns. WSJ heard on the street, tobacco. PMI and BAT are re-rating as smokeless product adoption opens the door to institutional investors who previously shunned the sector. PMI trades at 21x earnings, 70% premium to Altria. The inflection point was 19% smokeless revenue share. BAT at Manon 20% is at the same valuation divergence level PMI saw in 2019. WSJ heard on the street. Anthropic, OpenAI. Anthropic's Pentagon fight is a reputational asset, not a liability. App install data shows Claude gained on ChatGPT after the security risk designation. OpenAI's hardware ambitions and trade secret suit from Apple are more commercially threatening than anything Anthropic faces. Bloomberg, SK Hynix. The company is betting AI has permanently broken memory's boom-bust cycle. CEO Kwak says long-term supply agreements are now the norm and shortages may extend beyond 2030. Key quote, we need a lot of memory until AGI is achieved. WSJ, AI spending war. Big tech combined capex hit 168B in Q2, plus 74% YOY. Meta is exploring renting out its AI cloud capacity, effectively confirming it has overbuilt. Analysts skeptical this signals a pullback. Rather, it monetizes excess compute while maintaining the race. Markets, equities, SPX plus 0.4%, Friday plus 1.2% for the week, within 1% of all-time high. NDX plus 0.3%, DJIA plus 0.3%. Financials, XLF, showing improving relative rotation versus tech over the past 4 weeks. CNBC notes XLF at 15.5x forward earnings with improving credit and capital markets catalysts. Commodities, WTI settled at 71.41 mon BBL, 0.9%, Friday, plus 4% weekly. Brent, 76.01. Wheat rallied as much as 4.8% on Ukraine strikes on Russian oil infrastructure, threatening Azov-Don canal shipping. USDA raised Russia-Ukraine wheat production estimates, capping gains. Corn, plus 2.2% post-WASD, on smaller than expected U.S. supply. Rates, 10-year at 4.568%, plus 9.1 BP weekly, highest since May 2010. 2-year at 4.28%. CPI and Warsh testimony are the next catalysts for direction. DXY steady at 100.87. Aixmark flows. Bitcoin ETFs saw net outflow of 95.3 metanar Thursday, slowing dramatically from the hundreds of millions daily pace in prior weeks. Total crypto market cap, plus 2.3%. Weekly to $2.19. Economy, housing. Bill 21st Century Road to Housing Act becomes law automatically Saturday after Trump refuses to sign it, in protest over SAVE Act. Bill has overwhelming bipartisan support, 358-32 House, 85-5 Senate, veto-proof. Median existing home price at $440,600, a record high. CPI preview. WSJ survey expects June CPI to slow to 3.8% from 4.2%. Core to 2.8% from 2.9%. Energy costs cooled sharply in June. A miss below consensus would pressure the 10 wire and reduce odds of the year-end hike the market is pricing. Trade. USDA reported 264K metric tons of soybeans sold to China for 2026-27. White House claims China agreed to buy 17B in US ag products annually through 2028. Beijing hasn't confirmed. Business finance. SK Hynix. ADRs rose 13% in debut. Share sale raised 26.5B. Largest foreign IPO in US history. Plans to invest heavily in Korean fabs. Also announced a 4B advanced packaging plant in Indiana. Chairman Che said HBM demand is exponential and the company will never catch up to supply. UniCredit Commerzbank. UniCredit now controls 47.6% of Commerzbank, 49.65% of voting rights after tender offer. Valued at 41.9B. German government opposed but functionally irrelevant now. CEO Orkel effectively has de facto control of shareholder meetings. The deal would be the largest European banking merger since the 2008 crisis. MGM Resorts, engaged in deal talks with Barry Diller's People Inc. after $48.30 share offer for remaining 26%, valued at 12.4B. Shares at 46.88, slight discount to offer. JP Morgan lining up financing for Diller. JP Morgan, building a 75-plus person small-cap M&A team, targeting 100 mean or 500 mounted evaluations. Betting on boomer succession wave. Mid-cap team already generates 1B-plus revenue annually with 20%-plus YOY growth. Circle, CRCL, received OCC approval to establish Circle National Trust, a federal trust bank. Shares plus 5% Friday. The charter allows direct management of USDC reserves and removes need for third-party custody. Key competitive moat as stablecoin regulation heats up. Big banks, Fiserv, JPM, BAC, WFC, PNC, held preliminary talks to acquire Fiserv's Star Axel debit network. Owning the network would exempt them from Durbin Amendment fee caps. Talks stalled over political backlash concerns. Delta Airlines, Q2 profit fell 25% to 1.6 B, despite record unit revenue. Fuel costs plus 67% YOY to 4.1B, highest ever. Premium revenue, 6.92B, again exceeded main cabin, 6.85B. Delta owns a jet fuel refinery, competitors likely fared worse. AstraZeneca, AZN, shares fell 9% this week after Wainua failed in phase 3 for ATTR cardiomyopathy. Analysts say only 2 to 4% of valuation impacted, but the credibility premium on AZN's pipeline is being questioned. Key upcoming catalysts, Avanzar lung cancer trial, Serena 4 breast cancer. Volkswagen, labor unions torpedoed revival plan. JP Morgan expects additional European capacity cuts through 2029-30. Shares, 1.2% Friday. Texas Stock Exchange, launched Friday with mock trading from Goldman Citadel. Has no company listings yet. Hired NYSE's Liz Hocker to lead IPO effort. Backed by BlackRock, Goldman Schwab. Pitching affiliation with Texas as value proposition. World geopolitics, US-Iran. Trump threatened to decimate and destroy Iran over assassination plot allegations. Treasury sanctioned alleged Iranian financier Ali Ansari. Despite ceasefire being over, both sides agreed to continue technical talks. Oil market priced for containment. Strikes avoided Iranian energy infrastructure. Treasury also withdrew Iran oil waiver. China, power grid hit record load of 1.518 billion on July 10, 150 megatons CODM since July 1. Data center electricity consumption, plus 144.6% YOY, EV charging, plus 56.8%. Xi reaffirmed unchanged commitment to North Korea on 65th anniversary of Friendship Treaty following his June state visit. India NZ, Modi and Luxon agreed to strategic partnership, including maritime cooperation arrangement and roadmap to double bilateral trade by 2030. India signed defense deals with Australia and Indonesia earlier this week. UAE export controls, commerce debt, will favorably review export licenses for MGX, UAE AI investment firm, and grant G42 access to license exceptions for advanced computing equipment. Senor Warren calls it corrupt. MGX used Trump family-affiliated stablecoin USD1 for its 2B Binance investment. Election Commission: Trump fired all three remaining EAC commissioners via email Thursday, citing the Supreme Court's slaughter decision on removal power. Democrats decry as attempt to undermine midterm elections. Technology AI, Apple versus OpenAI. Apple filed suit alleging trade secret theft at every level, naming OpenAI hardware chief Tang Tan, former Apple VP, as defendant. Allegations include employees bringing actual parts to interviews and coached evasion of exit security. OpenAI says it has no interest in other companies' trade secrets. Impact could affect ChatGPT iPhone integration and OpenAI's IPO timeline. OpenAI power consolidation. President Greg Brockman now oversees all product, go-to-market, enterprise, and compute initiatives after Fiji Simo stepped down for health reasons. Brockman reports directly to Altman. OpenAI confidentially filed for IPO in June, but may delay to 2027. AI model shift, market moving from biggest model wins to routing and cost optimization. Perplexity previewed a system using Chinese open model GLM 5.2 for cheaper inference. Benchmarks Fenton predicts 90% plus of tokens will come from open weight models within 18 to 24 months, challenging OpenAI Anthropic's pricing power. Nuclear IPO, Holtec Nuclear filed for IPO to capitalize on data center power demand. 165 MW revenue, 17.8 MW net income in Q1. Developing SMRs with 400 MW DOE grant, trading under Hanyuk on NASDAQ. Single stock levered ETFs, Granite Shares and Pro Shares filing SK Hynix 2X levered ETFs. ETF actions. Akins warns leverage in the ETF space is getting a little carried away, and there's probably a breaking point.